Welcome everybody to K-Drama Junkies. You know, that's not the name of the show, but we already adopted. You should copyright it. You good idea. What are we talking about today? Well, we were very confused because it's actually called Flames of Desire. Ooh, what a great title, yes. But we thought, I thought it was another title. Okay, well, what title do you have in mind? I thought it was Flames of Desire. Well, wait, just confusing myself. No, wait. Let me look for it because I totally forgot. Once we realize the truth, Flames of Ambition. Flames of Ambition, okay. Yeah, so I was confused for a while. But no, Flames of Desire. It's a 2011 K-drama, 50 episodes. Let me repeat that. 5-0. I have stopped playing video games because of this guy. Tell me to watch this. How did you came with this show? I mean, it's pretty old. Tell me about it. Well, we finished watching Backstreet Rookie, and you Googled the girl, and you mentioned that she was on Flame of Desire. Flames of Desire, I started watching it last year, but I've watched first the third episode, and I recorded the first two. So when I went back to watch the first episode, and here's the thing about the first episode. The first episode is an event that happened later on in the show. And then after that event, the show will go back to 1972, right? So I thought that I was not watching the first episode. I thought I was watching the events, a future episode, correct? And so I stopped. I was like, no, forget it. I'm not going to watch it. Whatever. Anyway, it's old. Shame on you. You were not watching it. I watched it first. Yeah, you're right. So then you told me about Backstreet Rookie and My Demon is the same actress. So, but she's here, but she's very, very young. And honestly, she did an amazing job. Yes, she was spectacular. And no wonder why her career still is doing so well. Yeah, but still 50 episodes. I would have never done that to you, making you watch something that you don't like. But it's very interesting. On my drama list, has a 6.8. What? Yep. I don't know why it doesn't have a 6.9, but whatever. Anyway, but it's very interesting to see that Flames of Desire on Asian Wiki has a 84%. Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I agree with that one. Okay, well, but hear me out. On Google, it has a 93%. Wow. Yeah. Did you agree with any of those? Or maybe you want to change your mind? I said that I agree with the 84. No, I will give it a 90%. Okay. Sounds, what about you? Yeah, sounds about the same as me. I was very disappointed with the ending, but we're going to cover that later. First, without spoiling, because it's going to be so hard. Before we talk about it, I didn't know how to address this show because there is so much to cover. And I wanted to compare it in a way with the French book, Les Miserables. Okay. Because everybody suffers so much in this K-drama. Then I was like, not going to do that. I wanted to concentrate on the couples. We have around 3-4 main couples here. But then that was like too much to me. I don't know if you were going to agree on it. Well, I don't mind. But yeah, but the people, the fans, man, the fans. It's so hard to get them to do a like or this. No, don't say this like, oh yeah. Or a follow. Anyway, I just want to talk about this K-drama today. Let's just have a very nice cup of coffee and conversation about it because I wanted to talk to someone very smart regarding this show, which is my sister, but she doesn't talk. So the second person almost at the same level is actually you.
Thank you.
Our honesty is what makes us stronger. Yes. All right, so go ahead. Now, let's imagine that the people that are watching this today have no idea what Flames of Desire is all about. In your own words, and please try not to spoil all the craziness that is happening on this show. Tell us what it's all about. Well, the best way I can summarize this K-drama is two sisters. One of them is the nicest person you can imagine, and the other one is quite the opposite. Very well said.
Yeah.
Now, these two sisters, they're gonna make some decisions that, of course, like in life, whatever decision that you make, whatever step or path that you follow is going to affect your future. But it's actually the main sister, Nayeon, make this. This is crazy. She made this decision. I don't want to repeat myself, but yeah, that really affects her sister, and she ends up marrying the guy that is supposed to marry her younger sister, Jung-jung. No, Jung-jung is no, Jung-suk. Jung-suk. But they change it. Yeah, they change it, and eventually, again, you're gonna see a lot of stuff and the desires that. I don't, not desires, but her greedy. She's a very greedy person. And all of the things that she does in the show is going to be for a purpose that we are not going to find out until the end of episode 50. And it's one of those things that make you wonder, wow, I thought she was bipolar, or no, she had a plan the whole show. And that's one of the things that really upset me, because like her husband, Jo Min, he also had a plan. And out of love for his wife, he stopped following his dreams and he decides to make a new dream with his wife. So that's the guy. But she didn't do that. She continued with her own agenda and her own vengeance. Can we say vengeance in a way? Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And I feel that she was completely obsessed with his son. Poor guy. In fact, I wanted to bring to your attention, going back to the husband, I don't believe he had the pants to face his wife. It's one of those things. But all of this is what makes the show very interesting, and you actually get to enjoy a little better the culture of South Korea, the reality. I will say, if we talk a little bit about it on Backstreet Rookie, how the society is, and when you see the film Parasite, and this show also Flames of Desire, they really cover how the Korean people rely on their Confucianism. That's the word? Yes. Yeah, that's what you see in here. You have to respect your elders and place them and do whatever they told you. You have to marry this person. Well, arrange marriage sometimes we see it. Or you have to marry somebody of your own level in society. You cannot marry somebody lower. But we also see that Western culture. I mean, I remember you mentioned this in Puerto Rico, which is a small island in the Caribbean. Yeah, we've seen it also. But also, the nice thing about this show is that you get to see on Min Jae and In Ji, which Min Jae is the son of Nayeon. No spoilers. Okay. So yeah, but no, but let's keep it like that. Okay. So Min Jae is the son of Nayeon, and we actually get to see in him a little bit of change. We start to see on him a little Western culture coming in South Korea, and that's why he is the way he is. I mean, he's very respectful to his parents and grandparents, but in a way, he has learned to move on from it and adopt the American culture, because he was a couple of years overseas. Yeah, he was. I don't know what kind of parents would do that to their son. Well, again, it's the culture of these high class people. No. Okay. Talk to me about the reunion of the two sisters, because they do. Once Nayeon gets married to the rich guy, her sister Jung-suk stay in the how you say, slum dogs area. Yeah, so they reunite. Oh, she treated like crap. It's like, I'm better than you. Yeah. What is interesting is that actually my favorite couple, the couple that I really wanted to succeed, was actually her sister Jung Suk and her love interest Jung. Yeah. Well, with that being said, let's change the subject a little bit and let's talk about the couples. But you said you were not gonna do. I want you now. Okay. Let's talk about my favorite and again, We have to bring up a little bit the ending, spoiler-free, but it's like you were saying in the show, it's open to interpretation ending. Correct. And that's what really pissed me off about the show. But tell me in your own words, what was the ending? What do you see on Junsuk and Jonghyun? Did I say that right? Jonsuk and Jonghyun. Yes. Whatever. Well, he ends up quitting the company, right? And he promised her that he was going to return to her. So that was it. The happily ever after. Correct. Yeah. All right. So that's a good ending for both of them. Yeah. Tell me about my other couple, Minjai and Inji, without spoiling anything. Well, talking, we covered this. Minjai respect the culture of South Korea, but at the same time, he has this Americanized culture. And Inji goes to America to do the film. Yes, and I am pretty sure it's gonna take her a year to do the film. So she is going to adapt, take some, learn from the American culture, and I think that they're going to continue watching each other, in hiding, hiding her relationship for everyone, and eventually, their parents are going to accept the relationship and happily ever after also. Oh, okay. I like that. I know it's not going to happen. Hey, it's my interpretation. Okay. What about my least favorite couple? I really hate these two. Zhao Ming and Yan Yong. You know, it's very interesting how the show ended with the two of them. Yes. It's like she returned to her path, whatever she, her journey. Correct. But I mean, happy ending would be she going to couple therapy and, and it's gonna be a perfect marriage. Something like sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me about two things. First of all, did you agree with the beginning of the show being that future event or the climax of the story? I guess is that, yeah, because it really gets you interested. Because again, the show began in 2010 and then went back to 1972, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, so it really hooks you up like, oh, these characters are going to go through a lot. So yeah, I thought something else was going to happen with Inji, and I'm very happy it didn't. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. So my last question is, were you satisfied with the ending? No, it was like, okay, guys, we're tired. This is episode 50. Let's wrap things up, and that's it. I agree. Yeah, but still, very, very good show. Can we watch something else now? Sure, why not? All right, what about you? Have you seen this show? Really? Yeah. What do you think of it? Let us know. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you on the next adventure. Bye.